今天我们第二次讲这个信息。
And that's the second time we come to this topic.
在四福音的里面，每一卷福音都说到主一个人位，再加一件事情。
And they're all four gospels. They have one thing for the Lord, one position and one thing to talk.
马太福音说主一个人位是君王。
And Matthew tells us that Jesus is the king.
而说到一件事是国度。
And referring one thing that is the kingdom.
马可福音说主一个人位，主是神的仆人。
And the gospel of Mark says Jesus is the servant.
说到一件事是侍奉。
Referring one thing that is to serve.
路加福音说到主一个人位，主是超凡的人。
And the Gospel of Luke is saying that Jesus is a supreme man.
说到一件事，救恩。
Referring one thing that is salvation.
约翰福音说到主一个人位，主神的儿子。
And the Gospel of John tells that Jesus is Son of God.
说到一件事，永远的生命。
And I will refer one thing that is eternal life.
我们今天只讲马太福音。
And today we come to the book of the Gospel of Matthew.
说到一件事，说到国度。
And that's referring kingdom.
圣经的里面
，In Bible,
山是预表国度。
And the mountains representing kingdom.
在但以理二章三十五节
，In Daniel chapter 2 verse 31, 35,
清楚地说到山预表国度
，And it clearly tells that the mountain represents kingdom.
马太福音说到国度
，And Matthew refer to the kingdom.
是主耶稣很多次上山。
That's why Jesus went to the mountains many times.
有八次上山。
At least eight times.
我们上一个聚会讲了四次。
And last Sunday, last Sunday we mentioned four times, the first four times.
今天我们要讲第四次到第八次。
And today we're gonna come to, the first time to eight, through eighth time.
我们就不重复上个周日讲的了。
And we're not going to repeat what we have said last week.
从十七章说到主第五次上山。
And chapter 17 tells the fifth time that.
那是很重要的一次。
And that's very, very important one.
主带着三个门徒，雅各、约翰、彼得。彼得、约翰、雅各一起上山。
And Jesus took Peter, James, and John and two up to the mountain.
上了山，主忽然变了形象。
And on the mountain, Jesus was transfigured.
他脸面明亮像日头。
And his face shone like the sun.
日头是神最大的塑造。
And the sun is biggest creature.
圣经用到日头就说到荣耀
And the sun representing the glory
主的脸面明亮像日头
And Lord's face shone like the sun
他的衣服也洁白放光
And his clothes become as white as the light
忽然有两个人出现了
And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them.
一个是摩西，一个是以利亚。
And Moses and Elijah.
跟主耶稣讲话。
And they appeared to them and talking to Jesus.
他们讲什么话呢
？And what they're talking about?
路加福音记载他们讲什么话了
？And Gospel Luke tells us what they were talking.
讲主在耶路撒冷要去世的事情。
And they're talking about death of Jesus in Jerusalem.
就主要钉十字架的事。
And about his Jesus crucifixion.
在荣耀的里面讲到主的死。
And they talk about Jesus' death in the glory.
因为这是主最后一次上山了。
Because that's the...
这是主上山，他下来就要一直到耶路撒冷去了。
And from this mountain, and he is on his way to the Jerusalem.
要到耶路撒冷去钉十字架。
And to be crucified on the cross in Jerusalem.
所以这是主登山变相，他的意义很重要。
So that's an important meaning for his transfiguration.
主先把他将来的荣耀形象提前显现了。
And he gave his glorious figure and appeared to the disciples with him.
要到耶路撒冷去死。
And he needs to go to Jerusalem to be crucified.
而且受极大的痛苦。
And I will suffering.
在这里荣耀变相。
And here's a glorious transfiguration.
神也给他的儿子有很大的激励。
And it's a great encouragement from a father to his own son.
经过十字架就要达到荣耀了。
And through the cross, and he will finally get into the glory.
所以就在山上就变了形象。
And that's why he was transfigured before the disciples on the mountain.
摩西、伊利亚出现。
And Moses and Elijah appeared.
有很大的意义。
The appearance has great meaning.
为什么不出现大卫呢？
Why David wasn't there or didn't appear?
为什么不出现别的大先知呢？
Was the other great prophets were not there?
摩西代表律法。
Because Moses represents the law.
而伊利亚代表先知。
And Elijah represents prophets.
而这里说到，律法、先知都为主做见证。
And here, the law and the prophets both.With testify Jesus Christ.
两个人在荣耀的里面和主谈论到主要定十字架的事。
And in the glory, they both talked to Jesus about Jesus.
彼得、雅各、约翰那是新约的门徒。
And Peter and James, John, they are disciples in the New Covenant.
摩西和伊利亚代表旧约的门徒。
And Moses and Elijah representing those disciples from Old Testament.
这是说到山上变相另一个意义了。
And that's another great meaning from this transfiguration.
旧约的圣徒、新约的圣徒都在主的荣耀里出现。
And both old disciples, the disciples in Old Testament and the disciples in the New Testament, they all appear in the glory.
主从十字架进入荣耀。
And our Lord went to the cross into the glory.
主为着所有的圣徒都要进荣耀。
That's for that he found a way for all of us to get into the glory.
所以那天摩西、伊利亚、彼得、约翰、雅各是个代表就是了。
So Peter, James, John, and Moses and Elijah, they all are representatives.
摩西、伊利亚代表旧约的圣徒。
And Moses and Elijah, they're representing the disciples, the saints from the Old Testament.
彼得、雅各、约翰代表新约的圣徒。
And Peter, James, and John, they represent the disciples, the saints from the New Testament.
他们都在主的荣耀里。
They're all in the Lord's the glory.
那一天变相是很大的事了。
That was really important for transfiguration that day.
将来的荣耀形象提前显现。
Because he had to show the disciples what is to happen, about to happen.
下了山，主就一直往耶路撒冷走。
Now, after that, the Lord started his journey to the Jerusalem.
有的时候的儿女有个错误的领会啊。
And children of God had some misunderstanding.
因为主钉十字架是被仇敌逼着去的。
And some thought that because the enemy, they really pushed or forced Jesus to be crucified.
当然外面看起来那是仇敌把主钉死架了。
Yes, from the outside, the outside, really like the enemy seems to do that.
事实不是这样。
But actually, in reality, that isn't true.
圣经说主连路坚持向着哥哥他。
And the Bible tells he's so determined to go to the Mount of Golgotha.
仇敌。 有各样的拦阻，拦阻主去十字架。
The enemy and the enemies and devils that try to stop him and prevent him from going.
是主把仇敌逼着去的。
Actually, the Lord is the one to force the enemies to go along with him.
上次已经讲过，马太四章是主和仇敌第一次面对面征战。
And the last time we mentioned that in the first four chapters of Matthew, that's the chapters that Jesus had fought with the enemies face to face. Then on the Mount of Golgotha. And that was the second time that Lord has fought with the enemy. And the enemy was so afraid of him. That actually the Lord fought them to the place where he was crucified. And that the king of the heaven and king of the earth were fighting face to face. Yes, Lord was dying on the cross.
事实，主是大大的胜了撒旦。But
in reality, Lord has prevailed on the cross.
圣经别的地方记载，主的魂下到阴间。And
the other chapter tells that his soul went to the hell.
迎接更大的征战。And
to face greater challenge, bigger challenge.
主在阴间大大得胜。
And he has won and he has prevailed greatly.
主从阴间出来。
And when he came back,
那才是完全得胜。
And he has won completely.
所以我们的信仰,信复活。
That's why our faith is about Jesus' resurrection.
只有主有复活。
And our Savior has resurrected. And the other religions have no resurrection. The transfiguration on the mountain is a great, great important thing. In this great thing, And Peter showed his true color. And Peter likes to talk. And he has his own idea. And still in this serious situation, he still spoke. And he also had some good plan to talk about.
他说主啊，我们在这里正好。And
he said, Lord, it's good for us to be here.
我要搭三座棚。And
let us make three tabernacles.
一座为你。And
one for you.
一座为摩西。One
for Moses.
一座为以利亚。And
one for Elijah.
那天彼得说的话太糊涂了。And
Peter said something possibly he didn't know.
17章的前面16章。
And in chapter 16,
彼得刚刚得了个大启示,
and Peter just received a great revelation.
主耶稣发了一个大的问题,
and Jesus asked a great question.
这是宇宙中最大的问题,
that was the great question, the biggest question in this universe.
你们说我人子是谁?
And who do you think I am, the Son of God?
有的人说这个，有的人说那个。
And some says this, some says that.
彼得说你是基督。
And Peter says, you are the Christ.
你是活神的儿子。
And you are Son of the Living God.
彼得立刻称，主立刻称赞他。
And immediately our Lord praised him.
主说， 西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
And Peter says, blessed are you.
这不是说血肉的启示你的。
And this is not the revealed by the flesh.
这是我天上的父启示你的。
This is the revealed by of Heavenly Father to you.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
我要把我的教会造在这个磐石上。
And I will build my church on this rock.
阴间的门不能胜过教会。
And the gate of the hell cannot overcome the church.
我要把天国的钥匙给教会。
I will give the key of the heaven to the church.
你在地上释放的，天上也要释放。
And whatever you set free on the earth will be set free in heaven.
你地上捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
Whatever you bind it in the earth. And in chapter 16, Peter just received such a great revelation.
17章彼得的话太糊涂了。
So this is something really unexpected what Peter just said.
他要搭三层棚，把摩西、以利亚跟主看的同等了。
Yeah, because he said he wanted to build three tabernacles, one for Jesus and Moses, and another for Elijah, and they put them kind of on the same level. And a watchman wrote a book.
就神打断人手人的话。
And the title is God interrupted the talking.
神几次打断人的话。
And God has interrupted the human conversation or talking.
有一次就在这里。
And that was this is a one of the time.
彼得的话还没讲完呢。
And before Peter finished talking,
神显现了。 And
a God appeared.
神不让他再讲下去了。 And
a God stopped him from talking.
一朵云彩过来，谁讲话了？ And
a voice came out of the cloud saying,
就说这是我的爱子。 And
this is my beloved son.
你们要听他。
You hear him.
摩西、以利亚不能给在主面前站立的。
And Moses and Elijah, they cannot be compared to the Lord.
这是我的爱子。
And God said, this is my beloved son.
圣经里面好几次称主为爱子。
And several times Jesus was called beloved son.
每次称主为爱子的时候。
And every time Jesus was called beloved son,
都是当主表示他要到十字架去死的时候。
That was the time that Jesus is about to go to go on the cross.
哦，他要完成父神的旨意。
And he had to fulfill the will of the Father.
他取了最羞辱的死。
And he chose the most humble, humiliated way.
父神称主做爱子都在这个时候。
And that was the time, that was the moment the Lord, our Father called Jesus my beloved son.
这一次神人就说打断彼得的话。
And this time God again interrupted and stopped.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And it stopped Peter saying, this is my beloved son, and hear him.
说完这句话, 所有的意象都不见了。
And then after this voice, all other things disappeared.
门徒们听见这个话非常害怕。
And the disciples heard it, they're so afraid.
只有主进来抱他们。
Then Jesus came and touched them.
不要怕，起来。
And it said, arise, do not be afraid.
他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣。
When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus.
这是圣经非常好的一句话。
And that's a great saying in the Bible.
我们一生都学这句话。
And our whole life is learned this saying.
不见一人，只见耶稣。
We saw no one else but Jesus only.
这是主第五次上山。
And that's the fifth time our Lord went on the mountain.
主第六次上山是很大的一次。
And the sixth time Lord went on mountain also a very great event. And he went up to the Mount of Olives.
门徒们提了一个问题。
And the disciples come to him and asked a question.
你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
And what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the age?
这实在是非常好的问题啊。
And that's truly a very good question.
主就讲到他降临，也讲到世界临不了，什么预兆？
Then Lord answered them saying about the signs and his coming.
这个预言当中，这段预言最重要了。
And that's the very most important prophecy.
因为主亲口讲的。
Because this prophecy was from the Lord.
主讲到世界临不了的预兆。
And he said things about the end of the age.
国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
And saying nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
国要攻打国，从古以来都这样的。
And nation against nation, it has been like that through the history.
民要攻打民，是特别在末了的时候。
And kingdom against kingdom is mostly towards the end.
我们现在就是末世了。
And we are living in end age.
到处都看见民攻打民。
And everywhere you see people against people.
这是内战 civil war.
And that's a civil war.
我们中国人太领会了。
And as a Chinese, we understand that more.
中国人这一百年一直在民攻打民。
And for the last 100 years of Chinese history, always people rose against people.
台湾跟大陆两位中国人对着。
And even Taiwan and mainland China, they are in that situation.
现在那里情形又很紧张了。
And now the situations get tense again.
民攻打民。
And
这是过去的兆头。
And a kingdom against kingdom, the sign of the end of age.
到处有饥荒、地震。
And there will be famines, earthquakes in various places.
在美国是个粮食有余的国家。
And the United States has plenty of food.
世界上太多的地方粮食不够。
But many other places in this world, they are so short of the food.
中国台湾都问美国买粮食了。
And China, Taiwan, they both buy the food, the corns from the United States.
多少的地方有饥荒。
And many places in the world, they have the famines.
我看见一本杂志等前年地震的数字。
And I have read a magazine and that there was some statistics, there's numbers about the earthquakes.
那个地震多的叫我们害怕啊。
And there's so many earthquakes, if you look at the numbers, you'll be afraid.
这是末后时代的现象。
And that's a sign for the end of age.
另外一个现象。
And another sign.
基督徒要受逼迫。
And the Christian will be persecuted.
你们要被人陷害。
And you will be brought up to the tribulation.
你们要被万民恨恶。
And you will be hated by all the nations.
今天正是 基督徒受逼迫的时候。
And today is the time that a lot of Christians got persecuted.
我就想到那个教会啊。
And I've been thinking about the church.
也想到那位弟兄啊。
And also that brother.
哦，他们受大的斗争。
And they have a great struggling.
他才重建告诉我，他唱你有首诗歌。
And he said he sent a son. He had sent a son of Watchman Nee.
很有名的诗歌。
A very famous one by Watchman.
我王必定快要再临。
And our king will be coming again.
当中有一节。
And that was the one verse.
亲人的手不能阻我。
And those hands that cannot stop me.
万人的眼也不
the nor by those eyes from the stallions.
他心里想，亲人的手反对我，我可以想象。
And he was thinking that the hands from 1,000 people to try to stop me, I can see that.
这个眼睛怎么逼迫我的？
But how could the eyes persecute me?
有一天他们就把他抓起来，到这个台上斗他。
And that was one time they captured him and put him on stage to show.
他就发现下面这么多的人了。
And he looked around, he found that so many people just look at him.
那眼睛都那么仇恨地看着他。
And looking at him with all the hatred.
他一下想到这个诗歌了。
Then that scene really reminded him of this.
这个眼睛发出来的力量很可怕。
The power from the eyes is just terrified him.
圣徒要受逼迫。
Their saints will be persecuted.
要被外面恨恶。
Will be hated by many nations, all nations.
要被交在人手里面。
And that will be delivered up to the hands of people.
这是主讲到他幕后的时代。
And that's the Lord talking about the sons of the end age.
接着主就是他降临的日子。
Then Lord talking about his coming.
主来像闪电一样。
And his coming is just like a lightning.
从天这一面一直到那一面。
From this side of heaven to the other side of heaven.
我有个好朋友啊。
I have a great friend.
他叫做 Gardner, 他是白种人。
And his name is Gardner, he's a Caucasian.
在纽约教会的领袖。
And he's the leader of a church in New York.
他们的教会很大，有八个教会在纽约。
And it's a great church. They have eight different locations in New York.
我第一次去他们教会，我还住在台湾。
And that was when I first visited them. And back then, I still live in Taiwan.
他对我说啊，弟兄啊，主要来了。
And he said to me, brother, the Lord's coming is so near.
我们和你们差了半个地球啊。
And you live on the other side of earth, and I'm on this side of earth.
我们看见主的时候，你们还过一会儿才看见了。
When we see Lord's coming, and you have to wait later to see him.
你怎么知道主先到美国，后到台湾呢？
I said, brother, how do you know the Lord wants to come to the United States first and to Taiwan?
我这么想的了。
And he said, I just thought about that.
我弟兄，你信不信主是神的儿子啊？
And I said, brother, do you believe that our Lord is Son of God?
他说你怎么问我这样的问题啊？
And he said, why do you ask me for that?
我弟兄，主不是人啊，常人啊。
I said, brother, our Lord is not ordinary person.
主是神的儿子啊。
And he is Son of God.
主来的时候。
And when he comes.
闪电从天这边一直到那边。
It's just lightning from this side of.
电一秒钟啊，绕地球七圈半呢。
and the electricity can go around Earth seven times in a second.
电怎么赶上主啊？
And how could how could the electricity speed can compare to the Lord?
我相信主来的时候。
I believe when our Lord comes,
地球所有的地方都同一个时候看见。
And every place on earth will be seeing him at one time, at the same time.
大家都看见主来了。
And we're all going to see him at the same time.
主不是平常的人啊。
And he's not ordinary person.
主是神的儿子啊。
And he is son of God.
当我们下面讲到被提。
Then here we're going to mention the rapture.
举起一个，撇下一个。
And to take one and left the other.
这主来之前必定要发生的事。
And that's something has to happen before his coming.
我在上海知道一位弟兄啊。
And I knew a brother in Shanghai.
他的姊妹很爱主。
And his sister loved the Lord so much.
他自己呢马马虎虎的。
And then he, for him, he's not really serious about the Lord.
那这样家庭有三个家庭都这样。
And actually, there were three families, and they have similar situations.
三个姊妹都很爱主。
And three sisters all love the Lord.
三个弟兄都是很马虎的。
And those three brothers, they don't really.
三个姊妹常在一起祷告的。
So those three sisters, they all always got together to pray.
有点那个弟兄他自己醒过来了。
And that was one day, and that brother, he woke up.
他说他的妻子不在他身边了。
And finding that his wife is not by him.
他就一定又去找那个姊妹祷告了。
And then he said, his wife must has gone to another place to pray with the other sisters. Then he went to the other sister's house. But out of his expect that they also had the same situation, they couldn't find that sister.
那么弟兄说不要紧，一定在第三家。
Then the both brothers says, possibly they all went to their third sister's house.
到了第三家，第三家也是个情形，他们的姊妹不见了。
Then they went to the third house, the third sister's house, and they couldn't find either one of them.
他一下醒过来了。
Then he woke up, suddenly he woke up.
他说这两位弟兄说不得了不得了，主来了。
He said, oh, no, Lord has come.
三位姊妹都爱主被主提走了。
Yeah, and those three sisters might have been lifted up by the Lord.
我们三个弟兄被逼下了。
And we, three of us have been left behind.
他就痛哭流泪啊。
And he regret and he regret in tears.
正在哭的时候就醒过来了。
And when he was, when he was quiet, he woke up.
他原来做个梦。
And that was just a dream.
他姊妹人就在身边。
And his sister still by him.
这是啊，他自己叫他姊妹，快点快起来祷告，起来祷告，我们起来祷告。
Then he actually, he woke up and he called his sister, his wife saying, let's get up and pray.
那虽然他做这个梦。
Even though what he had was a dream.
但是那件事情真的也叫啥子呀
？But that vision, that dream is true.
在主来之前，先有被提的事情发生了。
And before Lord's coming, there will be rapture.
爱主的人被提到神的宝座。
And those who love the Lord will be lifted up to the throne of God.
而且全教会是过了一段时候被提。经过灾难被提的空中云外与主相遇。
Then after that, the whole church, after the tribulation, the whole church will be raptured to meet the Lord in the cloud.
然后主的带领整个教会来到地上。
Then after that, Lord, we're leading the church back to the earth. Much difference between the first rupture and the second rupture. The first rupture, those ones have been, will be lifted up to the throne of God. That was in the third heaven. And today, we don't understand the third heaven. That's far, far away. Second rupture will happen in the atmosphere. It's in the ear that we can see. And that's the place that planes fly through. And that's not far from the earth. And we will strive for the great opportunity to be raptured and to be lifted up to the throne of God. And that's referring for his coming. And today, and if you, we all have that feeling that Lord's coming is so near. And the prophecies in the Bible, more than 2/3 of them have been fulfilled. And only a few left to be fulfilled. And for those what are left, can be fulfilled anytime soon. So his coming is so near to us. And his coming is so near. And this world will no longer exist. Sixth time when Lord went up to the mountain and is talking about the signs of his coming and the things happening in the end age. That's the sixth time he went up to the mountain. Then that's the time he set up the Matthew chapter 26, Lord sets up the meeting for breaking bread. Even though our brothers and sisters, we all understand this truth, but and up to today, we still use one cup and one bread. And this is the comment from the Bible. In Luke chapter
22,
and I clearly said that. And that was the eve of the Passover. And in that banquet, and in front of each one, each person has just had a small little cup. That's the cup for the Passover. So that evening, they used the cup for twice. The first time they drank the one for the Passover. So each of them, they drink their own cup. But after dinner, after they have eaten, and the Lord lift up his own cup. And this is the a new covenant set up by my own blood. And he blessed the cup and passed to each one.
In that group.
And we call this cup as cup to pass.
我们也称这个杯为祝福的杯。
We also call this one blessing cup.
主亲手传出来的。
And that was passed by the Lord.
主亲口祝福的。
And we're also blessed by the Lord.
大家都喝这一个杯。
And we all drink from this cup.
这是我用血所立的新约。
And this is new covenant, said my blood. That's what the Lord said. And it's so important.
我们吃完杯，喝完饼，弄完饼，喝完杯。
And once we finish drinking and eating,
26章说，主就带领门徒上橄榄山。
Then chapter 26 tells that Lord took his disciples to the
去敬拜父神
to the Mount of Olives to worship Father
给我们留下一个很好的榜样
setting us a good example
我们不必去为钱一半以主为中心
and for the first half of our breaking bread the focus is our Lord
而饼被传递之后
then after we pass the cup and the bread to each other.
我们就以敬拜父神为中心。
And our focus will be focus of worshiping the Father.
这个饼被留下了最好的榜样。
And he set up a great example for the breaking bread.
带领门徒们到橄榄山去敬拜父神。
Yeah, he took the disciples with him to worship Father on the Mount of Olives.
这两个阶段的原因。
That's the reason we have two parts in our break meeting, a breaking bread meeting.
马上就要讲第八次上山了。
Then we come to the eighth time the Lord went up to the mountain.
那是马太福音28章。
That's the Matthew chapter 28.
主已经复活了。
Our Lord had resurrected.
那座山圣经没有提名字。
And the Bible didn't mention the name of that mountain.
主复活之后第一看见主的是玛利亚。
And the first person who saw Lord after his resurrection is Mary.
我们今天读这个圣经玛利亚到坟墓去找主。
And Mary went to the tomb looking for the Lord.
他的心比门徒们爱主。
And she loved the Lord more than the disciples.
而主死了，他在地上无所依归啊。
And the Lord was dead, and he had nothing in that earth.
所以他一个人到坟墓去找主。
So Mary, he went to the tomb looking for the Lord by herself.
结果主的尸首找不到了。
Then he couldn't find the body of Jesus.
他看见主穿的细麻布的衣服放在那里。
And he saw the linen Lord wore.
这主的骨头竟也在那里。
And also the scarf.
主不是脱下这一切走的。
And Lord didn't take them off and left.
主复活了，在这些东西里面出来了。
And Lord resurrected. He set free and came out from those things.
复活基督和地上任何东西没有关系。
And the Lord resurrection has nothing to do with things in this world.
天使在哪里？
And the angels were there.
天使讲话了。
And the angels spoke.
天使，我知道你们是来找那个钉十字架的耶稣。
And Andrew says, I know, we know you're looking for the Christ who was crucified on the cross.
啊，不在这里。
And he is no longer here.
他已经复活了。
And he has resurrected.
第一个传主复活福音的人是天使。
And the first one to preach the gospel of the resurrection is the angel.
以后再不接受天使了。
Then they will see, they will no longer see the angels afterwards.
传福音是我们教会的职责。
And it's our responsibility to spread the gospel.
都借着神的儿女传了。
And to spread the gospel by the children of God.
今天福音就传遍天下了。
And today the gospel have spread out and reaching the corner of the earth.
这是主来之前的一个证据。
And that's also another evidence that of his coming.
主说你们看见无花果树发嫩长叶了。
And the Lord says, when you see the fig tree, when the branch become tender,
就知道夏天近了。
And then you know that the summer is near.
你们看见这许多的事成就。
And when you see all those things,
就知道人是近了。
And I know that it is near at the doors.
已经在门口了。
And at the doors.
所以今天我们离开主非常非常近，离开主来。
And today, his coming is so close, so near.
到了二十八章。
And to come to the 28th.
主告诉玛利亚，去告诉我的弟兄和门徒。
And the Lord tell Mary to tell his disciples and Peter.
主约他们在加利利见面。
And the Lord tell them to get together in the house.
你们一定会看见我。
And they said, you will be seeing me.
这二十八章这座预定的山上。
And then they get together to a place they appointed.
复活基督向所有门徒显现。
And the Lord of Resurrection had appeared to all the disciples.
这是马太福音最后一次上山。
And that's the last time Lord Jesus went up to the mountain.
在预定的山上。
And had to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them.
主耶稣显现。
And the Lord Jesus appeared to his disciples.
那事情太重要了。
That's great.Appearance, very important appearance.
主讲了五件重要的事。
And the Lord spoke five important things over there.
一直传到我们了。
And come to us.
第一件事。
The first thing.
天上地上一切权柄都已经赐给我了。
And the first important thing that all authority have been given to me in heaven and earth.Lord Jesus said that.
复活基督，他掌握着最大的权柄。
And the Lord of Resurrection has all authorities.
地上没有一个力量是超过基督的。
And there's no power or authority on earth that can reach.
马太福音讲主是君王。
And Matthew tells us that Lord Jesus is the King.
在最后上山，主就站在君王的地位。
And when Jesus went to the mountain at last time, and he was in a position of king.
主做君王跟地上君王都不一样。
And his kingship is different from the kingship on earth.
我们美国最高是总统，总统就是君王。
And our most powerful person in the U.S. is the president. He's the king of this country.
主是君王。
And our Lord is the king.
他是万国的君王。
And he is the king of all the nations.
他是万主的君王。
And he is the king of all the lords.
他是万世的君王。
And he is the lord of all the generations.
美国总统只做四年。
And United States only have 4 years to rule.
最多做八年。
And the maximum is 8 years.
主是万世君王。
But our Lord is king of all the generations.
只要有时间存在。
As long as the time exists.
主永远是君王。
And he is the king forever.
地上的君王。都在外面做君王。
And the king of this earth is only king from our side.
这个没有用。
And it doesn't really help you or have impact on you.
听了你的话是因为怕你就是了。
And people listen to a king on the earth because they are afraid.
他外面讲恭维你的话里头他才骂你你也不知道。
They can say, people can say good things about this king, but in the heart, they might have hatred.
主是君王。
But our Lord is the king.
是里面的君王。
And he's the king of our inside of us.
是生命的君王。
It is king of our life.
所以所有神的儿女都爱主。
So all children of God, we all love the Lord.
主是独一无二的君王。
And he is unique king. And he is king of all the nations.
万民的君王。
All the people.
万世的君王。
All the generations.
里面的君王。
And he is the king inside of us.
生命的君王。
It is king of our life.
天上地上一切权柄都给我了。
Now all the authority have given to me in heaven and on earth.
主在宝座。
Jesus says.
掌握着整个宇宙的权柄。
And he's in his throne. He has the power, all the authority over the all universe.
第二句话，你们要去。
The second important thing he said here, go therefore.
主说了句大的话。
And he said great things here.
开始了差遣的伟大时代。
And I opened a new chapter for the history.
两千年教会最伟大的事就是奉差遣。
And the great things for the church, more than 2,000 years is to be sent out by the Lord.
数不过来的人都奉主命令。出去
many people you cannot even count them they have that commission to go out. 这件事
从前英国做的最好
and England was the country who did it greatly back then 继续了
英国做是德国人
then after that was Germany
这两百年主大大用美国人
and then the last the 200 years and the Lord has used Americans.
而美国出去多少的人呢?
And the United States has sent out so many Christians.
为着不同的国家去舍命。
And to give the life for the people in different countries.
为着和皮肤颜色不同的人去舍命。
And to give the life for all the different color of people.
彰显耶稣基督的大爱
To manifest great love of Jesus Christ, oh Jesus.
你们要去。
So Jesus said, therefore, go.
第三句话叫万民做我的门徒。
The third important saying, make disciples of all the nations.
今天主的话早就应验了。
And today, Lord's words have been fulfilled.
两千年，奉差遣出去的人多少？
And so many people have been sent out in this 2000 years church history.
全世界到处都是教会。
And all over the world, and each corner there were church.
多少人为这句话舍命呢？
And so many people have given their life for this saying, for this commission.
叫万民做我的门徒
make disciples all of all the nations
第四句话
the fourth saying fourth sentence
父子圣灵的名给他们施浸
baptizing them in the name of the Father of the Son and of the Holy Spirit
主说了这句话数不过来的受浸的人
And then the Lord has said this, and so many people were baptized.
当初成为门徒。
And become a disciple back then.
到了使徒行传就成为基督徒。
Then in the time of Acts, they all called themselves Christians.
使徒行16章, 门徒, 称为基督徒, 从安提亚开始,
and from Antioch, the Antioch, they call themselves Christian.
门徒们两个意义,
and a disciple means have two meanings.
第一名意义是奉献,
the first one is to devote, to give you. To,
第二个意义受训练,
and the second one is to be trained.
都是主所训练的人,
they all have been trained by the Lord.
基督徒的意义与基督合一的人,
and the question means to be united with Christ.
有个英国弟兄说得很好,
and there's a brother in England says that very well.
Christian, 意义, 除了Christ, I am nothing.
And for the question, if you take a Christ away, and you are nothing.
叫万民做我的门徒,
and make disciples all of the nations.
第五件事,
the fifth thing is Jesus said,
凡我吩咐他们的, 都教训他们遵守,
teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you.
到了启示录22章, 也重复这个意义,
then in the Revelation chapter 22, and
遵守圣经的人有福了,
and in chapter 22, Revelation chapter 22 says, blessed are those who observe or to observe, to obey the command.
不是读圣经的人有福了,
it's not those who read the, those who read the Bible.
守圣经的人有福了,
but those who obeyed.
我们在地上, 我们教会就是一件事, 盼望遵守圣经。
And our one thing we hope, we want to do in our church is to obey,
to obey
the church. The Lord said,
我就与他们同在, 直到世界的末了。
And Lord says, last saying that, I be with you always, even to the end of the age.
今天主在宝座,
and today, Lord is in throne.
主也在地上,
and he also under us.
主的地方在哪里?
Where is he in the under?
就在教会的里面,
and he is in the midst of us in church.
看见基督徒就看见主,
and when you see the question, you see the Lord.
我们把整个信息结束了,
and that's the end of our message for today.